Did you know that 20% of children online have been approached in chat rooms by pedophiles? Hi, I'm Jonathan Darty, founder of Be Broken Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping families overcome the damaging effects of porn. We are holding our annual Putts for Purity golf tournament
October 11th
at Olympia Hills Golf Course. Your participation will help protect children from online porn and predators. Learn more at puttsforpurity.com or call 1-800-49-PURITY.
Good day, radio listeners. It's time for Pure Sex Radio. This is the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles and learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity. Your hosts are Jonathan Darty, director of Be Broken Ministries, and Steven Cervantes, founder of Hope Counseling Center. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Steven on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. It is great to have you here with us. We are coming at you from San Antonio, Texas, the great state of Texas, where we are enjoying another day of God's goodness and grace, and also the fact that the Cowboys have been doing pretty good this year, wouldn't you say, Stephen? That's a good thing. We like at least one of our Texas teams. My name is Jonathan Darty, and I'm your host, and I'm sitting here with my good friend, Steven Cervantes. Hey there, Steven.
Jonathan, how are you?
Good. Well, you know what? We are going to be talking about some ideas that have come from a book that was actually published 18 years ago. It's a book called Point Man, How a Man Can Lead His Family, and it's by author Steve Farrar. And there's just a lot of good insights and thoughts in this book that we want to share with you today for you men out there. And wives, you know, ladies, you don't have to turn the radio dial off or shut down your podcast, because I think even if you know these things, it's going to help you in understanding what can make for a really great man. So keep listening. Steven, why don't you kind of just kick us off here with where we're going to go with this broadcast?
Just a few thoughts, and I guess I'd like to open with this one. There's a story that Steve Farrar tells about Hernando Cortez. Said he had a plan, and the year was 1519. He wanted to capture the vast treasures of Mexico, and so the Spanish governor gave him 11 ships and 700 men. And when they arrived in Mexico, Cortez had all 11 ships burned. There would be victory and no going back was his motto. And I'm thinking maybe, go ahead, you look like you're ready to comment.
That is an extreme measure. I mean, and I kind of wonder if he kept that from the guys while they were traveling over.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did till the last minute. And, you know, that was probably all 700 were saying, if this gets bad, if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, we got a bailout plan.
We keep the boats tied up. And he must have sent a crew of guys that were unfaithful, unwavering in their commitment to him to go burn the ships.
Yeah.
You know, while the other guys were off, eating supper. And they, hey, what is something burning? Yeah, it's our boats, boys. So, but it's interesting because Steve Farrar says you got to have this kind of mentality. The only way to have a great marriage is to burn your ships. So he said the Cortez eliminated all other options. He did not know the strength of the enemy. He didn't know exactly what he was battling, but he didn't want to leave any escape routes. He thought we need commitment. Unwavering commitment. And no matter what, he said, I am committed, and I'll speak for the rest of you guys, we are committed to success.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because as I think about that, I imagine there were maybe mixed reactions among the men there. I mean, I'm sure there were probably some guys that were just totally gung-ho for that and said, listen, I'm with you, Cortez. I'm totally at your side. But I'm sure there were some other wavering guys there that thought, this is scary. You mean no option other than going in this one direction with this one purpose? But don't you think, I mean, Stephen, when you're sitting there and you're saying, you know, he didn't want to leave any escape routes or any other options. Aren't we clever in our minds sometimes when it comes to our either our battle with lust or with when you enter into marriage or if we don't leave a door cracked, we may crack a window or we, you know, at least leave the shades open kind
somewhere.
Of thing. And we're very good at kind of leaving some sort of breadcrumb trail back to what was comfortable or familiar, you know, even though it's not necessarily good for us.
Right. Well, and I like this little metaphor, if you will, about burn your ships, because I think we have to tell ourselves things when the journey gets rough and when marriage is difficult or the finances are tight or you're not in the perfect job or your spouse is ill or something, that you say, hey, I burnt my ship. I am not going back. There's no other way out. I go forward. If it's difficult, I go forward. On the good days, I go forward. If it's an average day, I go forward. Somehow, I think our minds want to deceive us and take us away and say, why don't you find another way? And why don't you just leave a little commitment here and go play somewhere else? And I think the mind wants to wander, and it doesn't like stress and discipline and consistency and all that.
But you know what? I also think this idea, Stephen, of burning the ships, it makes things very clean, very simple.
Yes.
I mean, it's like you are pointed in one direction. You have basically given yourself one option. And the thing that comes to mind that's a real good example of this is marriage. You know, when you think about marriage, you've said, I'm committing to this one woman, or if you're a woman, I'm committing to this one man, but we're really talking about men here. I'm committing to this one woman. And so what that means in terms of burning the ships is, you know what? Any before this, any girlfriends, any old flames.
That's right.
They're no longer. They're in essence, quote unquote, burned. You know,
burned up in the past.
Yeah, and I think that's a good mindset because it keeps it very. If you find your mind starting to wander, you want to go back. You say, wait a second, that's been burned. That's not.
Well,
allowable.
And I think what I hope is happening through these radio programs is that we're challenging men to have new thoughts. And we're hoping maybe this is a new thought that you can use for the week. The program is weekly, and it's like, what new thought could we put out there to challenge guys with that they could just repeat all week long, this one thought?
Yeah, because it's, would you say burning your ships, you only have to do that once, right?
I mean, well, in one moment you have to do it once. In one moment of 1 hour of one day,
and you may have a real powerful moment where you've burned a lot of ships, but then I think there's lots of other little moments where you got to remind yourself that you burned the ships.
Yes, and you may have to do that every day. And so what we're hoping is that we're all going to be challenged and to water down our belief and to be less disciplined. And you know, fatigue happens and we get careless and sloppy. But what we're hoping is this is one concept that men will take with them. We burned our ships. We are not going back. We don't know all the battles ahead, but with God, all things are possible. And so we go forward. And even if you have to remind yourself today and tomorrow and the next day, we go forward.
I think it's great because even if you look throughout the scriptures, Stephen, you'll find over and over again God saying to remember. Remember what I did for you. Remember this, remember that.
Yes.
And it's okay. I think this is, you can almost think of burning your ships as a memorial. You're saying, I am moving past this point in my life and I'm moving to something else.
That's good.
And so you remember that you burned them.
Yes. The second point, and Steve puts two points together to help men stay faithful in their relationship. It's the United States Marine motto. And he says this motto is engraved in the mind of every Marine. And I've seen it on the back of bumper stickers and windows and the back of vehicles. And I've never heard it pronounced, so I want you to pronounce it.
I think it's Semper Fidelis. Semper Fi is what a lot of people say.
Semper Fidelis. And it means always faithful. And always means always faithful. And if you're going to be a one-woman kind of man, you have to adopt a burn your ships and Semper Fidelis mentality.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think, again, the way I look at this is it makes things very clean and simple. I think we tend to overcomplicate our lives by allowing all kinds of distractions from our past memories, our past experiences, from new temptations, from all these things that are outside of this very narrow, very direct journey and path that God wants to have us on. You know, the Bible even says that, you know, narrow is the way to life. And I think about that in terms of how many people, Stephen, have told us that, I mean, you may have heard this either in your counseling or even in our society. Oh, marriage, what a narrow definition of how people are to enjoy life together and how narrow and or you know what to say.
It's not the only way.
To say, you know, that that pornography is unhealthy, or to say that, you know, sexual promiscuity is unhealthy. What a narrow way of thinking. What a narrow way. And I look at this and I say, burn your ships, always faithful.
Mm.
It's narrow, but it's clean. It makes what your mind is dwelling on, I think, much simpler. Because if it starts to get off track, you say, wait a second, that's not part of being always faithful. That's not part of the fact that I burned my ships. That's getting me off track of this mission of being a man of purity and being a man who is faithful.
Yes. And so that's our second challenge to men, always faithful, or Semper Fidelis, to remind yourself when you're challenged this week, when temptation comes, when there's a pull or a tug or an urge or, you know, a distraction, burn your ships and always faithful, Semper Fidelis. Because what we've noticed is that temptation rarely comes during working hours, although it can and does, but you're working and you have something else to distract yourself lots of times. It's the leisure time hours where men, this is interesting wording, because Steve Farrar says it's the leisure time hours that men are made or they are marred.
Mm-hmm.
In those leisure time, evening hours, off-time hours, weekend hours, when you have time for recreation and leisure and relaxation, then men either practice discipline or they drift off and pick up relationship scars and inappropriate behaviors, and they become marred and...
Well, when I hear this, you know, men either made or marred in their leisure time, the first word that comes to my mind is integrity. And I kind of think of a really easy working definition of integrity as doing the right thing in the absence of an audience. In other words, it's when we've got that downtime where we may feel a little isolated, we drift, we put ourselves maybe in situations where we're more vulnerable. It's in those circumstances and in those situations that either the character of a faithful, pure man is going to come forward, or he's going to drift. He's going to get off course. He's going to allow those things into his way of thinking and his way of acting. And so I think it is, I've often said this, I don't think our character, I think, is tested in the quiet moments. When there's a lot of busyness around, when you're working, when you've got all sorts of tasks that are pulling at you that have to get done, whether it be a family, work, whatever, it's when that kind of starts to settle, or you put yourself in a quiet, alone moment, that I think a person's character really comes out, and that's kind of, I think, what the point he's trying to make here.
Yes, well, and what occurs to me in this is we have to manage our leisure time, and we have to really be smart. And I know this is a term that people throw around, but setting up boundaries, you know, developing routines that are healthy routines, and not walking as close to the edge as you can and not fall over, but But staying away from the edge and practicing good disciplines, I think we're called to do those kind of things in our quiet time. And I think we have to be smart about it, because I think he is right. During the quiet time, the leisure time, the temptation rises. And when you're not focused on a task, it's easy to drift off into other stuff.
And also, you know, getting back to the story of Cortez, I don't know the story inside and out, but you know what? This level of commitment, I bet this level of commitment was made before they ever even set sail.
Wow.
I'm sure in his mind, he already had, it's not like he got on the shore and said, oh, you know what? Let's burn the ship so that we can't go back. His commitment was there before they even set sail. And that's what I think has to happen. You need to plan ahead. I think there are things that, I think too many men, they're kind of wandering through life.
Mm.
They're not purposeful with their direction. And that's why I think having something like a concept of burn your ships, or having a always faithful kind of as a motto, it keeps your direction in a particular line. And so then if something tries to get you off course, you say, wait a second, I've already planned ahead for this.
Yes.
Because that's not part of this direction that I'm going. So I think we need to be purposeful. I think you can plan ahead. For instance, I know we've got on here about business trips.
Yes.
You
planning,
know what?
Yeah.
You can plan ahead for that. If you get tempted when you're alone in a hotel room with that television and those movie channels, why don't you call 2 days in advance and say, I want the movie shut off in my hotel room? Or you know what? I've even done this on the road. Just have them remove the television completely. They'll look at you kind of funny, but if you push hard enough, you're their customer. And so you can plan ahead for those kind of things.
I think that's a good point, and I think you're right. I think that Cortez was determined to win or die trying.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're called to do also, to strive and live righteously or die in the process. No half righteous with a little bit of slop, and if it gets bad, then you can go back and eat some slop. And, you know, no, we're striving for righteousness.
Right.
And nobody here thinks that's easy.
No.
But we have to have this discussion.
But we don't lower the standard because it's not easy.
That's right. And so planning ahead, I think, is important, and thinking this thing through and committing oneself to the end. Because I think Oscar Wilde said, Oscar Wilde was a player, okay?
Right.
He was not faithful, if you will, as we Christians describe faithfulness. He had this saying, he said, I can resist anything except temptation. Well, you know, that's a pretty low standard to shoot for.
Right.
We're trying to shoot in the opposite direction. That is, when temptation comes, we know who we stand with, and that we have the Holy Spirit with us, and the Father, and the Son, and the sacrifice, and the blood, and you know, those are who we stand with to fight temptation.
But I think we also have to realize that, you know, I think too often guys who are in the battle, who are struggling, they think that to be tempted is a failure. In other words, just the fact that they face the temptations that appeal to their lust, that try to draw them off this course of faithfulness and direction, they buy into the lies of shame that because they are tempted, they somehow are less of a man, that they're not pure, that they're not faithful. And I think we need to make sure that there is a distinction between something trying to entice us off the path and actually responding to that and saying, okay, I'm going to step off the path. There's a big difference there.
Hmm.
To be tempted is not sin.
Right.
It's when you respond and say okay to that temptation and go into it that you've crossed the line.
Well, and you and I have talked about it, because I think a man struggles with living in impurity or being tempted, and walking in purity and being tempted. There's this tension that goes back and forth, and just because you're tempted doesn't mean you've fallen. And so we as men have to recognize that's okay. We can survive the challenge of temptation.
And
go ahead.
And I'd say also the good news for those of you guys who you know, we all struggle with temptation. I would say that the good news is that the more you solidify these boundaries, the more you solidify your direction toward purity, the more you solidify your faithfulness in your marriage, what I have seen happen is that the urgency or the strength even of those temptations lessens over time. because it's like your focus, your what you might call your purity muscles kind of get strengthened over time. And it doesn't mean you're immune to the temptations, but what even tempts you changes over time. And so I think you can even grow in your ability to resist or even completely overcome
certain temptations. And I think that's the mission, actually, of a Christian is to battle the temptations. And one of Farrar's point is to aggressively battle that, not to half battle it, a sort of, or hope it doesn't come. He said, we will be tempted, so get ready. Armor up, we're told, right? Put on the breastplate of righteousness and armor up. And so he says, be aggressive, temptation will come. He makes this interesting point. He says, learning to deal with your sexual thought life is the spiritual equivalent of learning to dribble with your left hand if you're right-handed.
Yeah. It feels awkward at first. It feels like, because you are kind of entering into unfamiliar territory. I mean, familiar has been, let all the distractions in. Familiar has been, do whatever your lust tells you to do. Familiar is, look at porn. Familiar is, don't be faithful. You know, that's what's been familiar. And when you start saying, no, I'm gonna lock tightly into this narrow path of faithfulness, of purity, of righteousness, then yeah, it is a little odd at first. But just as with anything, practice, practice, practice.
Yes.
And you become more skilled at that.
So I want you to close with this here, little portion of our outline. But let me talk about this point, because Steve Farrar makes a great point. He said, if we're going to save our sons, we must save our marriages. That's where they live, in our marriages, our children. And there's only one way to save your marriage, and it's consistent with the message of today. That's always faithful, and remind yourself you burnt your ship. You are not going back. That you have a cause and a commitment, that your wife is a ministry and she is your mission field, and you are called to go forward and to stay faithful. And that is the desire of our Father's heart, to grow great marriages so that we can save our children within a safe marital context that is a haven of rest in a crazy world where people are leaving each other and divorcing and having affairs and fighting like cats and dogs, to have a safe haven for the next generation to grow and train and prepare as they go forward and carry the message.
That is good. Well, let's close out this broadcast with somewhat of a little poem, actually. And it goes like this: sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. I think there are building blocks that occur along the path of life. And I think until we as men, until we decide we are going to be men of faithful, we're going to be men of righteousness and purity, and we are going to be faithful to one woman, I think until we make those very fundamental, basic decisions in our lives, I don't think we can't reap a character, at least not one that we are, that's going to be honorable and respectable. And I don't think we can reap a destiny that's going to be passed down to those generations to teach other young men how to be faithful, how to be pure, how to be righteous, how to be God-honoring. And so it all builds one on the other.
That's good. I'll close with this one, and you close the second one. So, gentlemen, today's thought is, remember, burn your ship.
And Semper Fi, always faithful. We are so glad that you've joined us this week. I hope it's been encouraging to you. You men out there especially, if something in you has quickened, if you feel like, you know what, I want to get on board, I want to burn my ships, I want to know what it is to be a man of purity and faithfulness, please contact us today. We are here to help you do that very thing. We've got resources that are great for helping you in this respect, and plus, we just want to be able to hear your story and encourage you along the way. Again, we're glad you've been with us, and we'll see you back here next week on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
Today's Purity Pointer, making a point that makes a difference. Brought to you by Pure Sex Radio.
cling to hope. Overcoming lust is a daily, moment-by-moment battle, and it can be extremely overwhelming at times. Wave after wave of temptation crashes into your life, and you wonder if it's even worth the fight. This is when you must cling to hope, the certain expectation that God is faithful and does not break His promises. He will complete the good work He started in you. So don't let go. Press into your network of accountability and breathe the fresh air of purity as the storm passes.
Purity Pointer is a service of Pure Sex Radio. Listen to more Purity Pointers at puresexradio.com.
Hi there, listeners. My name is Jonathan Daugherty, and I'm the host of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. And before we start this week's broadcast, I just want to remind all you men out there who are listeners that we have an incredible workshop that's available for those of you who just need help in overcoming some of your secret sexual sins, whether it be pornography, affairs, strip clubs, even homosexual behaviors. We have a three-day workshop that is called Gateway to Freedom. It is a powerful workshop where you can connect with other men, that you can get the wisdom and insight of folks who have decades of experience in sexual addiction treatment, and you can finally find the hope that you need to be a different man. The next Gateway to Freedom workshop is coming up November 7th through the 9th in South Texas. Why don't you find out about a Gateway to Freedom workshop by simply going to our website, gatewaymen.com, or you can call our toll-free number at 1-800-49-PURITY to get more information about this powerful workshop. Again, that's gatewaymen.com or 1-800-49-PURITY.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast. We want to hear from you. This broadcast is not possible without the prayers and financial contributions of listeners like you. Please send your notes and donations to Pure Sex Radio, 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas, 78217. Again, the mailing address is 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas, 78217. You may also reach us by phone toll-free at 1-800-49-PURITY. Our toll-free number again is 1-800-497-8748. Our website is a great resource for archived broadcasts, helpful resources, and secure donations. Simply visit www.puresexradio.com for more information. That wraps up our time together on this week's Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We look forward to having you back next time when we again tackle real-life struggles with lust, porn, and sex addiction. Until then, remember, the price you pay today for purity is a bargain compared to the pain it costs if you put it off. Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries.